Oh, I asked you about a sled. What did you call it when you took a sawhorse and put a board on it and got a kid on each end and then went up and down?
Oh, a teeter-totter.
Yeah?
Yeah, teeter-totter.
Did you ever take a wagon wheel or a wagon axle and put it in the ground and then put a plank on top of that and get a kid on each end and whirl it around?
Yeah, we used to call it a wheel. And a lot of times we'd put a wheel on that, and man, you'd get dizzy too.
Yeah.
Make a merry-go-round kind of house, you know, yeah. Well, I've got sick little, I've been a dot on the things. We never rode them anymore like that either.
We had one in my neighborhood, and one of the kids ran in to give it a push, and he didn't get out of the way, and it hit him right in the back of the head. That was the end of it.
You probably killed him, huh?
No, it didn't kill him.
But it sure laid him out.
Yeah, he had a concussion, but he got over it.
Yeah.
They took that thing out the next day.
Yeah, all them things happen.
Oh, I was going to ask you what you did to a wagon wheel when it squeaked.
We greased them. They had a nut, what it's called, and we had a space on a wrench made, you know, put on them, turn them off, then we'd pull that wagon wheel out of raising them, we'd put acid grease on that, you know, and they get dry and they squeak, you have to stop and grease them.
Mm-hmm. You didn't use a jack or anything?
No, we just had a manual labor, just raise that and push, pull that off.
Mm-hmm. I bet there was a trick to that.
Oh, it was, there's a trick to it, you know, you learn to do that, you know.
Did you have one of those things that you made out of a crotch from a tree? You could pull it back and shoot rocks?
Oh, we call it a nigger shooter.
Yeah?
Yeah, we used a lot of them. Oh my, kids used to throw you them, you know, nigger shooters. Pull it back and you shoot pretty hard upon them.
Yeah. Where'd you get the rubber for those?
Well, you had to buy them. Yeah, you could buy them.
You ever use an old inner tube later on? Or?
Yeah, but that wasn't as good, you know. You could buy them regular rubbers and shoot pretty hard with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And watch you shoot one another's eyes out too.
Yeah. Yeah, they make good weapons. Rabbits, snakes, birds. Knock them all down. I don't know, I was pretty much an inner tube man until they started putting butyl rubber in that doesn't stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Now with these tubeless tires, why?
It's just kind of out of luck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you call that thing with two handles and one wheel? The thing that you can put a load on and roll it out?
Oh, we call that a wheel bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or a wheel bar. I got one of them over out there yet.
Boy, they are handy.
Oh, they're awful handy. I was using them on them this morning.
Yeah, brought you dirt in.
Yeah, they're handy.
And I've been using my little girl's wagon. Mm-hmm. We don't have a place to store a wheel bar, so I just use her wagon, but yeah. I wish I had one.
Oh, they're handy to have. My car got holes. They're sure handy.
Oh, yeah. Throw a sack of feed in
there. Yeah, I can hardly get along without it.
What do you use to sharpen your hatchets and things like that?
Well, we used to have a grindstone.
Great, big old fellow?
Yeah, big old round thing, you know, and a nail rod, you know, and we could pedal with our feet, you know, and sharpen.
Oh, you had one of the good ones.
Then we had to turn one, we had to turn by hand.
Those are pretty dismal, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
What would you carry in the field if you wanted something to sharpen your knife?
We just had a whitrock with us.
Just a small
one? Yeah, a small whitrock.
When your harness got stiff, did you do anything to it to make it?
Yeah, we had guys that went called run a harness shop before we bought a harness. And he had a big vat and he'd oil them harness for you. Tim down here tomorrow, so much a pair, you know. Every year with all them harness, made them last long, you know, kept them dry and breaking, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think if I had good sense, I'd stop now and I'd get these things put where they belong. I've got quite a bunch of them collected.
Well, you just run things however you want to run. Use the phone. And then whenever you're ready, you come back and we'll do some more this afternoon.
Good.
Can you be back by 1 o'clock or something like that?
Sure.